Hey, welcome everybody. You hear the music. It is time on a Wednesday morning for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And standing by, Formula One fan, realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth. We'll talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back, and welcome to the studio. And I just found this out. Formula One fan Caitlin Ramseth. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Formula One, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know. It's kind of a fun fact about me is I enjoy watching the races on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Whenever they are.
Well, you got to get up pretty early.
Yeah.
Do you follow any other kind of racing, or are you just a Formula One girl?
I just recently started becoming Formula One probably like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun.
You watch Indy or any of those guys or NASCAR? Car or NASCAR?
Growing up, my uncle always would watch NASCAR, so it was kind of boring, mm-hmm, honestly, mm-hmm. Just because the tracks are
usually
a small
round.
Circle.
Yep.
But F1, they're a little bit more fun, a little bit more challenging.
You ever go to the dirt track races here on Friday night?
I have never been, but that is something I was just talking about.
Oh my goodness. This Friday would be a night for you to go, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
So, let's talk about realty stuff. How do you know, I was thinking about, how do you know if you can secure or how to secure a winning offer? We've talked about multiple offers. We know all this stuff. How do you know and how do you secure a winning offer?
Yeah, so that's kind of, the talk of real estate right now. The market is very competitive again, kind mm-hmm. of like it was last summer, which is typical because the summer months, that's when everyone is looking to start moving, buying a house, that kind of stuff. So with the market being pretty challenging right now, we are seeing lots of multiple offers on homes that are in good condition, that are priced right. There's a lot of buyers out there right now, and just, there's a lot more inventory compared to a few weeks ago, but we are still really short on inventory, which, when a new home comes on the market, a lot of buyers go to showings and then you get multiple offers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the talk right now is how do you make sure your offer is going to beat out all of those other offers? I'll give some tips out in case there are any buyers out there watching this that need to, kind of learn
sure.
some tips and tricks on how to write a good offer. So the first one is I deal with a lot of first-time home buyers. And my biggest tip for first-time home buyers is to reach out to some lenders and ask about the first-time home buyer program. This program helps with, it's like a grant, and it helps with down payment assistance, which for a first-time home buyer is huge because then, you don't have to ask for so much of the seller contributions to go towards closing costs mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Because, again, in this market, it's really hard to ask the seller to contribute, especially when you're going up against other offers. So that program, it's huge for first-time home buyers. You can also get like lower interest rates, tax incentives, stuff like that.
So when you mention, for these first-time home buyers to go talk to their lenders, so a lot of people don't know that these things exist, do they?
Exactly.
Okay. I was also going to ask you, when you have multiple offers, so do you know what those offers are? I mean, or is it kept a secret? Or, like if you have a bidding war, mm-hmm. I don't think they put that out there, do they? Or do they? So do you know, say, if you've got five offers on a house, do you know what the numbers are on all of them?
It kind of depends on the sellers if they choose to disclose that information. A lot of times, if there's multiple offers, you might get a buyer write an offer and have you sign a confidentiality form.
Okay.
In that case, you are legally not allowed to say anything about that offer. But I guess we just found out, actually, because most agents won't go around telling you what the other offers are just because it can look a little stingy.
Sure.
But it is legal in North Dakota if you did choose to do that, but you would have to make sure you disclose it to everyone who wrote an offer. You can't just choose one offer
right.
versus the other.
Well,
one.
I mean, like if it's, if it goes down to a bidding war or whatever, it just to me, it's like kind of like a silent auction. You should be able to see what the highest number is so you can go higher than that, but
right.
it doesn't quite work that way, does it?
Exactly. And I've had it too where I might have an offer in and it's only competing against one other offer and the terms are super similar. Mm-hmm. And they'll ask me something as simple as, can you be more flexible on your closing date? Or can you turn in more earnest money? Stuff like that. So then you kind of are able to, you know, if your buyer is able to contribute a little bit more, you might be able to win that offer. If not, they're going to take the other one.
Sure. You know, we titled this How to Secure a Winning Offer. How do you, especially like when you're a first-time home buyer, how do you know when you have it? How do you know when all that's left to do is the closing?
Yes. So let me go into a little bit more because there's a lot more tips and tricks that you can do. So first of all, really quickly, I know we mention it all the time on this podcast, but getting your pre-approval is the key to success. In this market, if you do not have a pre-approval, we don't even turn in offers without that pre-approval because sellers want to know that this person is ready to go. I'm not going to waste time on them. So getting that pre-approval in right away, that is your key to success. Next up, we are seeing a lot of offers above asking price right now. If this is something that is financially, you're able to do this without going way above your budget or being way over your head for your monthly mortgage payment, this is another thing we're seeing again, asking more on the offer compared to what the seller is asking for the house. So that's another one right there. The next one we're seeing a lot right now too is escalation clauses and appraisal gaps. So basically what an escalation clause is you might have, let's work with like a $200,000 house. You might go up to $230,000, let's just say. So we're going $30,000 over asking price, but the escalation clause is saying that you might only be offering $205,000, but you're willing to pay $1,000 over any other offer up to $230,000.
Wow.
So it's basically you are, instead of having to like renegotiate back and forth, you're saying, I'm willing to pay $1,000 over any of the other offers that come in up to this amount. So we are seeing a lot of those, which is a smart thing to do if you are able to go above asking price quite a bit. And then an appraisal gap is basically saying, you know, since you're going $20,000 over asking price, we see 15, 20, 30 is kind of pushing it, but we do see $20,000 over asking price. And this, you know, the house ultimately has to appraise for what it's worth, or banks are not going to give that loan out. So appraisal gaps, you know, you can see sometimes that the buyers are writing in the offer that they're willing to pay $10,000 out of pocket to cover that appraisal gap, which, you know, for a seller, their standpoint, that's good because that shows them that this buyer has money available. Let's take their offer.
So now if you got two people going at it for the same house and say they're at about $215,000 or whatever, and somebody knows, okay, our budget's $220,000. And this other person's saying, okay, no matter what, $1,000 up to $230,000. So what if these people just all of a sudden go $229,000, even though they know they can't get it, just to make this guy get stuck at $230,000? It's kind of like an ugly, you know, silent auction, I guess. But
it can be.
Could that? I mean, it could happen realistically, I guess.
Realistically, it could. Again, that's why a lot of buyers will have you fill out that confidentiality form just so that you're not going around telling everyone.
So you're not
going
to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're not going to be the realtor that had that guy.
Exactly. Okay. I know. And I guess it probably comes down to the agent too. I mean, I don't like to cause any wars or anything like that. I like to keep everything peaceful.
And you're kind of new still.
I am. I don't want to burn any bridges.
You really think you'll be thinking like that forever?
I don't know. We'll see.
You're getting to be a player in this game around Grand Forks, Caitlin. People are starting to know who you are. You're not like the new girl anymore.
That means I'm doing my job. So that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. But, you know, I don't know. My personality is more relationship focused. So we'll see. We'll see. I think I'll always be more relationship focused, though, especially in the business. It really goes a long way. So,
Okay.
Next up, I kind of talked about earnest money. So this is another simple thing you could do, you know, if you don't have $10,000 sitting around just to put on a house. Earnest money is like a security deposit on a house. You put it down. It lets the sellers know you're serious about going through purchasing their house. And then it is refunded back to you at closing and it can go towards your closing costs. If something were to like the offer burns, the deal burns, sellers ultimately get to keep that earnest money. But if everything goes smoothly, it does get refunded back to the buyers. So typically in Grand Forks, you know, we kind of see $1,000 is typical for earnest money, but you might get asked to go up with the earnest money if your offer is super similar to others. Buyers also have the option to put down more earnest money right away on that offer just to make their offer stand out a little bit more as well. So that's always an option too.
Okay.
And then kind of the next big one is just trying to minimize some of those contingencies on the offer. You know, you have the home inspection contingency, the finance contingency, home sale contingencies. Those are really hard to win in the market right now as well if you have a house to sell. So kind of just working with your life situation, your financial situations, if you're able to limit some of these, maybe you don't need to do a home inspection and have it contingent on that. Maybe you're doing a cash offer and you don't need to have an appraisal contingency, things like that. It's really going to also help your offer stand out.
Okay. So. All right. So pre-approval, go above asking price if you can, escalation clauses, earnest money, contingencies.
It's a lot.
it is a lot. And, you know, it's funny because I like to pat myself on the back and think I'm learning a little bit about realty. But there is a reason why they call you guys realty experts. This is, I do learn something new pretty much every day. And it's kind of funny because I know some people that were trying to sell a place on their own.
Okay.
Didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
So they had to break down. It's in a different city. They had to break down and finally get a realtor. But I kept telling them, you guys, there's so much that you don't know about,
right.
You know, and they finally, after about a month of the place being on the market, they broke down and they got a realtor. And I know there's actually they're having show. I don't know if anything's being sold, but that just another reason to get a hold of a realty expert.
Yeah. I mean, that's our job, is to help win over those offers, negotiate all of that stuff. So I know that list can be kind of overwhelming. So even just choosing to do one or two of those on an offer, if you can, could really go a long way and help your offer stand out.
Now, is it busy for you people compared to what it was like this past winter?
Very busy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. There's lots of buyers out there. I do open houses almost every weekend, and I'm seeing some of the same families come through the open houses.
Oh, so they're looking hard.
They really are. And it breaks my heart because, you know, some of them I've seen for like 2 months now going through, and I'm like, oh, you still haven't found a house yet.
Maybe
and
they're just real picky.
That's what they said. Some of them admit they're like, we're just super picky. But no, honestly,
or nosy.
My biggest advice, though, is just be patient and hang in there.
Sure.
You're not the only one going through this if you've put in multiple offers and haven't won it over yet. But just try taking some of these tips on your next offer.
And you people bend over backwards to find these people the houses they are looking for.
We do. My job literally all day is I sit in my office and I refresh the MLS to see if any new homes have popped up. And then right away I'm texting my clients, sending them the homes, and we're getting in there to get showings done.
So you ever going to take a weekend off?
We'll see.
We'll
probably
see.
The weekend I get married.
When is that?
I think it would be respectful if I don't work on that weekend, but it'll be August 12th.
You know, that's funny because congratulations, by the way. I ran into a guy yesterday here in the mall I hadn't seen in years, and he said, are you still married? And I said, well, yeah, why? He goes, don't you remember partying with us the day you were going to go get married? I used to do a live tailgating show before UND football games. And it's like, oh, boy, that's right. We did have a few, didn't we? But anyway, how does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth?
My number is 320-267-6692. You can text or call me anytime, any day.
All right, and you will be back Friday morning?
I will be, yes.
Looking forward to it. There you go. How to secure a winning offer. If you want to find out more, or if you have any questions, or if you're looking to buy or sell, get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth or any of the realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway. There you go. That is Wednesday's edition of your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. We'll be back with Caitlin again Friday morning about 10 o'clock.